Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to She Thrives, your daily dose of motivation and self-love. Today, we're diving into something super important. Practicing self-compassion. Ever felt like you're constantly beating yourself up over every little mistake? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a little grace, you launch into a full-blown self-criticism session? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like having a tiny, judgmental voice in our heads that just won't shut up. But guess what? That voice doesn't have to rule your life. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time. It's about recognizing that you're human, that you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. It's about accepting your imperfections without judgment and offering yourself support and encouragement instead of harsh criticism. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Reframe your inner critic. That little voice in your head. Yeah, the one that says things like, you're not good enough, or you always mess things up. It's time to reframe those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something critical about yourself, try to challenge that thought with a more compassionate one. Instead of saying, I'm such an idiot for making that mistake, try saying everyone makes mistakes, and this is an opportunity to learn and grow. 2. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you notice those negative thoughts as they arise without getting swept away by them. When you feel yourself spiraling into self-criticism, take a few deep breaths and focus on your surroundings. Notice the sights, sounds, smells, and textures around you. This can help you ground yourself in the present moment and create some space between you and those negative thoughts. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Imagine a friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You probably offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding. Now ask yourself, would you say those same things to yourself? Extend that same level of kindness and compassion to yourself, just as you would to a loved one. 4. Forgive yourself. Holding on to past mistakes could be a major barrier to self-compassion. It's like carrying around a heavy weight that drags you down. Learn to forgive yourself for your past blunders, acknowledge that you've learned from them, and move forward with grace. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions, it's about freeing yourself from the burden of guilt and shame. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. The people you spend time with can have a huge impact on your self-esteem and self-compassion. Surround yourself with supportive, uplifting individuals who encourage your growth and celebrate your successes. Distance yourself from those who bring you down or constantly criticize you. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to be a real critic of herself. Every little slip-up would send her spiraling into self-doubt. But then she started practicing self-compassion. She began treating herself with the same kindness and understanding she showed her friends. She learned to forgive herself for her mistakes and focus on her strengths. The result? Sarah blossomed. She became more confident, resilient, and happier. Her whole outlook shifted because she finally learned to be kind to herself, even when things weren't perfect. So, beautiful souls, remember this. Self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows you to navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of love for yourself. Take a moment right now to acknowledge your own worthiness. Say out loud, I am enough just as I am. Repeat those words until they resonate deep within your heart. You are amazing, capable, and deserving of love. Now go out there and shine. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little self-compassion boost. And remember, we're all in this journey together. Until next time, keep thriving.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.